弟兄姊妹好，
Brothers and sisters,
我们刚才唱的诗歌是一首祷告的诗歌。
Song that we just sang, it is a song of prayer.
而且是我们一生祷告的诗歌。
It's also a song.
那我们要离开世界到主那里去了。
A song that we should sing our whole life until we meet the Lord again.
我们仍旧要说，哦，我要像你。
Until that day, we should continue saying that, oh, to be like you.
盼望你们能喜欢这首诗歌。
Hope you like the song.
带回家去唱，哦，我要像你。
Bring the song with you at home and sing it.
我们读几首圣经。
Let us read a few Bible verses.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
一章十二节。
1:12.
翻到没有？翻到了，我们一起来读。
Together.
我们
所夸口confidence is this testimony of a conscience that in holiness and godly sincerity.Not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God. We have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially towards you.
19-20.
For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, by me and Stephanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but is yes in him. For as many as are promises of God, in him they are yes.Therefore, also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. Now he who established us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our heart as a pledge.
二章十四节到十六节。
Chapter 2:14-16. Thanks be to God, who always lead us in triumph in Christ, and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrant surprise of God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.For the one aroma from death to death, on the other aroma from life to life. Who is adequate for these things?
Good. 加拉太的三处我们就不读了。今天我们讲哥林多后书。
Today we're going to talk about 2 Corinthians.
这是一本非常宝贵的书。
Very precious book.
对哥林多后书。保罗讲他自己的经历。保罗曾经两次说他要给这永生的人做榜样。
Paul twice said that he would like to set an example to the one who have eternal life.
保罗是我们的榜样。
Paul is our example.
保罗有三次说你们要效法我。
There are three times that Paul said that be like me.
我们都要效法保罗。
So let us be like him.
保罗吃菜喜欢吃咸的甜的，这个不需要效法。
Not saying that you should eat the same thing Paul ate.
保罗在主里的生活，我们都要效法。
But how Paul lives his life in Christ, we should be like that.
保罗的经历没有人能比。
No one can match Paul's experience.
到
God.
哥林多后书十二章。
Second Corinthians, when we get to chapter 12,
保罗说他被提到三层天。
Paul mentions that he was taken up to the third heaven.
下到乐园。
He has now seen.
听见了人不能说的言语。
He has now heard voices that man can't speak.
没有第二个人有这样的经历。
No one else has had that experience before.
那我们选保罗最宝贵我们有关系的经历。
But let us be like Paul in the things that we can do.
保罗经历对我们太宝贵了。
His testimony is too precious for us.
哥林多后书
Second Corinthians.
等于是保罗的传记。
It is an autobiography of Paul.
他把宝贵的经历都分享给我们。
He shared with us his precious experience.
我们第一处保罗讲的话是很有名的话。
So the first verse we read is a famous verse.
我们行事为人。
That whatever we do,
我们不靠人的聪明。
That we don't fall within our fleshly wisdom,
乃靠神的恩典。
But in the grace of God.
这句话是所有基督徒 生活的一个准则。
These words should be how we live our life.
今天我们都要接受这句话啊。
So in fact, why don't you take it in?
在世为人。
That in our life.
不靠人的聪明。
Don't rely on fleshly wisdom.
只靠神的恩典。
But in the grace of God.
在二十世纪啊。
In the 20th century.
有三个大人物。
There are three great men.
中国的李托生弟兄。
In China, it's Brother Li.
英国的 Spark 弟兄。
In England, it's Brother Spark.
Spark. Okay. 印度的 Baxin 弟兄。
In India, it's Brother Baxin.
这三个人我都很熟。
Oh, I know all three men.
而 Spark 弟兄。
Brother Spark.
他有一个儿子，每天早上去上班。
He has a son and just like normal, he goes to work every day.
他要开车出去，是帮你每天早晨讲一样的话。
And then when he drives, when the son drives out, the father's heart would say the same thing.
不靠人的聪明。
Don't rely on your fleshly wisdom.
只靠神的恩典。
But in the grace of God.
在美国，我们每个人早晨都开车出去上班啊。
In the U.S. A lot of us drive to work every morning.
有的弟兄姊妹开车的技术非常好。
Some brothers and sisters, they drive better.
技术越好，越要懂得这句话。
The one that can drive well, know these words.
不靠人的聪明。
Don't rely on your flesh.
只靠神的恩典。
Only in the grace of God.
技术再好的人也会撞车。
The one with the best skill still get into trouble.
撞车不一定你撞别人，别人会撞你。
Not your fault, but someone might run into you.
有的时候是莫名其妙的撞你。
Sometimes you don't even know why.
我开车遇见两个大车祸。
I have had two big accidents.
都是对面撞我的人闯红灯。
Both times is because the other driver ran a red light.
我看见绿灯开过去了。
I was driving and I had green light.
那很多路上的车嘛，看见红灯嘛。
All of a sudden, well, the other side should have been a red light.
他不仅闯红灯，开得这么快的。
Not only he ran into me, but he ran to me with a great speed.
我一看他闯红灯来躲都没法躲了。
So when I saw him coming, I couldn't get away.
他就从我的驾驶位置闯进来的。
And then he T-boned me on the driver's side.
整个车子闯毁了。
My whole car was total.
我被挤到那边去了。
And then we had to walk.
我下来头一件事看我受伤了没有。
So when I get out of the car, first thing is I check myself if I was injured.
我觉得我好得很，没有伤。
And I look at that, there's something wrong with me.
我到对面那个人也下来了。
And then the other driver got out as well.
我说你没有看见红灯吗？
I said, didn't you see you had a red light?
他说我看不见红灯。
And he said, I didn't see a red light.
哪一个人看不见红灯了？
And he couldn't see a red light.
不过有两三个年轻人来找他了。
And then a few A younger person came to him.
我第一次看见了吸毒啊。
It's the first time I saw a drug addict.
大概吸毒，我也不懂吸毒，哪个纸哪个烟在那里抽什么东西呢？
I don't know how to take drugs.
难怪你看不见红灯。
Since he was on drugs,
是个吸毒的人。
Because he was on drugs.
我说我要找个警察。
And I said, let me call the police.
吓他们慌了哈。
And then he was afraid.
我说你们放心。
And I said.Don't worry.
我只讲车子。
I will only talk about the car.
我不讲别的事，你们吸毒不关我的事。
I won't talk about anything else. So you're on drugs, I don't care.
警察来了。
And the police came.
大骂那个人啊。
And the police were yelling at those.
你要杀人是不是？
And I said, were you trying to murder someone?
这样的闯红灯。
How dare you run a red light?
讲完了，他说叫我坐他的车，要开我去验伤。
And then after that, the police offered to take me to the hospital to see if I was injured.
我说我没有伤啊，干什么去验伤啊？
And I said.I knew I was not injured. I don't want to go to hospital.
不可能。
It's an impossible.
这个车从你驾驶位置闯进来的。
You got T-bone on the driver's side.
那么警察的 term 的话，你这位叫死亡位置。
In a police term, you were at the seat of death.
这样闯进来，都把你闯死的了。
When you get T-bone like that, you would have died.
你看起来是没有死吗？没有伤，不可能。
So it is impossible that you're not even injured.
我说我是没有伤啊。
And I said, I'm fine.
他说车子都撞坏了，那你比钢铁还硬。
Well, your car was total. Are you saying that you're stronger than steel?
我说我没有比卡提硬，但是我是没有伤。
And I said I'm not stronger than my car, but I'm not injured.
你不要给我辩论，我的责任带你去医院。
And the police said that stop arguing with me, let me take you to the hospital.
当然，医院医生听见那个经过也是不可能没有伤的。
So when we got to the doctors, the doctor heard what happened. He said there's no way you're not injured.
我要验你外面的伤，还验你里面的伤了呀。
And they looked at you externally and internally.
整个车子撞毁了。你里面不会没有伤了。
How can your car be total, but you're not harmed at all?
哇，那真的痛苦啊，验了八个小时。
It took 8 hours for them to run through all the examinations.
那莫拉他真的承认一件事，里外、里面、外面都没有伤了。
And they reached the same conclusion. I was fine.
我一开头就给他们最准确的答案。
I told them I was fine from the get-go.
我是基督徒。
Because I am a Christian.
基督徒，任何的事都会发生。
And as a Christian, anything could happen.
他们不接受我的话。
But they wouldn't believe me.
基督徒这样闯车就会不要伤的受伤的人。
How would a Christian not get harmed in a big accident like that?
不靠人的聪明。
Don't rely on flesh.
是靠神的恩典。
The grace of God.
你们开车开得越好的人越要记得这句话。
One day who drive well, remember this.
不靠人的聪明。
Not in fleshly wisdom.
是靠神的恩典。
But in the grace of God.
又是我很熟的一个弟兄啊。
There's a brother I know really well.
非常有名的一个学者。
A very famous scholar.
他开车开得非常好啊。
And he was a good driver.
车子开了一半，心脏病发了。
And then in halfway during his drive, his heart attack.
踩刹车踩在油门上了。
Meant to step on the brake, but he stepped on the gas.
车子飞出去了。
His car accelerated.
撞在另外一部车上。
Ran into another car.
他自己死，另外开车的人也死。
Not only he died, but the car that he ran into died as well.
他死没有话讲，心脏病发了吗？
Now for that person, he was supposed to die.
他撞死那个人太冤枉了。
Also he killed someone.
好好的开车的车子后面撞上来。
All of a sudden just.Ran in by another car.
不靠人的聪明。
Not in fleshly wisdom.
乃靠神的恩典。
But in the grace of God.
大家都读一遍看。
Read it with
me. 大家说啊。
Not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God.
不仅是开车。
Now of course this applies more than just driving.
我们大事小事都用这个准则。
Big things, small things.Use this principle.
不靠人的聪明。
Not in your wisdom.
乃靠神的恩典。
But in the grace of God.
我们一生就满了见证。
Then your life will be filled with blessings.
满了神的启示。
Filled with miracles of God.
满了福分。
Filled with blessings.
下面保罗再说句很有名的话。
And then Paul says these famous verses.
神的应许不论有多少。
That doesn't matter.How many promises God has.
在基督里都是是的。
In Christ, there is only.
借着他都是阿门。
And through him is our amen.
这句话太宝贵了。
How great is this verse?
神的应许不论有多少。
For as many as are the promises of God.
要叫我们的圣经啊。
If you look into your Bible,
就是一本应许的书。
The whole Bible is a book of promise.
应许太多了。
Many, many promises.
神创造万有。
When God created all things,
万有并不是最宝贵的。
But all things created,
神把最好的赐给我们。
God gave us the best.
应许太多了。
Many, many promises.
关于我们基督徒身体的应许就好多。
Just as Christians, promises of how our body comes.
圣经说。主是良医。
It's in the Bible says that our Lord is our healer.
主是良药。
That our Lord is our medicine.
主是健康。
And our Lord is our health.
这是启示录末了讲的。
This is in the book of Revelation.
主是我们的健康。
Our Lord is our health.
我就非常相信主的话。
I believe in it.
主会医治任何的疾病。
The Lord can heal any sickness.
主是最好的药。
Our Lord is the best medicine.
是我不需要吃补药的。
So that's why I don't try to take on.
我的身体也不需要补药。
My body doesn't need supplements.
但是主是我最好的补药。
And in fact, the Lord is my best
medicine. 主是良医，主是良药。
My Lord is my healer. My Lord is my medicine.
主是健康。
My Lord is my health.
你们信不信？
Do you believe in it?
不信嘛，你们自己吃亏。
If you don't, then well, that's your law.
对于我们身体应许太多了。
Many, many promises, just on our body.
旧约里面有一个应许。
In the Old Testament, there's this promise.
日子如何, 力量如何,
that how your days are, how your strength is.
旧约里很有名的,一书亚贾勒。
This is written by Isaiah.
不是 Isaiah, 贾勒, Caleb.
Caleb.
贾勒的话, 贾勒是个将军,
Caleb is a general.
Yeah, 他一生打仗,
and he goes into many battles.
那时候的打仗, 不在办公室里指挥的,
during that time, during war, the officer doesn't
要到前线, 拿着枪到真的打了,
he has to go to the front line and fight.
他是一个非常的勇力的人,
and he was a great man.
到他年纪老了,
he was getting older.
年纪老了, 慢慢的力量退了, 对不对?
And he gets older, he gets a little weaker.
这是整个人类的悲哀啊。
And that's true for every man.
贾勒他说,
but Caleb said that I would not be like that.
以色列获得安全靠我了。
Caleb said that the
所以神给他一个应许,
of the country be light and
日子如何?
God gave him a promise that how the days are,
力量如何?
As your strength are.
他到年老的时候一样擅长打仗。
Even though he was at an old age, he was strong and he could still win battle.
敌人都怕贾勒。
All the enemies are afraid of Caleb.
这句话是我们都要得的应许。
That's a promise that applies to us.
日子如何?
As long as days are.
力量如何?
As long as your strength is.
慢慢年纪老起来嘛，做体力的事情我们不大做了。
So now that I'm older, I don't do physical.
再老了嘛, 什么体力性都不做了,
do
只要在家里养老了,
home,
我相信主的应许,
but I believe in God's promise,
力量, 日子如何,
however my days are long,
力量如何,
my strength will be,
九月我就跨太平洋, 再去台湾,
in September I'm crossing the Pacific to go to Taiwan,
台湾教会就把我当作个年轻人了,
and the church of Taiwan treated me like a young man. 我排的那个
schedule 那么紧啊,
they have now given me a packed schedule.
每天都要换个不同的地方去讲道。
Every day I have to go to a different church to preach.
中国大陆更过分了。
China, even worse.
我讲一天道就很累啊。
I get tired after one sermon.
他们每天让我讲三次。
So each day they want me to do three.
我最后一次进去我说, 一天两次,
so the last time I went, I told them two please a day.
梁家生讲两次, 我讲两次,
let Brother Jimmy do two, I'll do the other two.
他的时间还是做老的了, 梁家生讲一次, 你讲三次了。
So they said, Brother G, why don't you do three and let Jimmy do one?
不是你忘了我的年龄了。
And I said, do you remember how old I am?
哪里要求90岁的人一天讲30道的呀?
Why would you ask a 90-year-old priest two times a day?
这两个去年开始我没办法去了。
In fact, last year, I couldn't go
anywhere. 我心里想,哎呀,没有办法去,居然我讲一天讲三次,我也去。
And I thought, if I could make it over there, I would have done three a day happily.
相信主的应许,
believe in the promise.
日子如何?
As long as your days are.
力量如何?
Your strength will be.
我讲到有人很小的声音讲了,大概要去接主了。 我讲到用很小的声音讲, 大概我活不久了。
Oh, I tell you, if I start preaching in a soft voice, that means that my days are near.
日子如何?
When, however long your days are,
力量如何?
Your strength will be.
要不要这个应许啊?
You want this promise?
要不要?
You want it?
这个应该要, 对不对?
I hope so.
应许太多了。
Many, many promises.
我年轻的时候,
when I was younger,
有一个同工给我一个房间,
Give me this room.
他就读神的应许,
and he started reading the promises.
神的应许太多太多了,
so many promises from God.
那你团面粉都可以蒙福的, 做面粉, 团面粉啊, 做面粉的粉子, 面粉,
yeah, the flour,
yeah,
the pot that makes flour.
啊，不讲这个了。 我们的弟兄啊, 那么多的应许一出一出的记下来,
and our brothers, all the promises he has read, he has written down.
应许太多了,
so many promises.
一出一出的背,
one by one, he started memorizing them.
为了你也不一定就经历了呀,
but even if you remember, it doesn't mean that it will come.
我看他真的很辛苦啊,
so I looked at him, he was having a tough time.
我弟兄啊, 我只给你一节圣经,
And I said, brother, I give you one verse.
包括你所有的应许的圣经了。
That would encompass all the verses you're reading.
他不断地信我的话。
He was in doubt.
我就给他哥林多后书一章二十节。
So I gave him 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
神的应许。
For as many.
不论有多少。
As are the promises of God.
在基督里都是是的。
In him, they are yes.
记住他都是阿们。
Therefore, what's true to him is our amen.
保罗讲两句话什么分别呢?
So, what did Paul try to tell us?
在基督里都是是的,
that in him they are yes.
但是的不一定经历了,
but yes doesn't mean that you get to experience.
借着他都说阿们,
but true to him is our amen.
什么叫阿们?
What is amen?
阿们这句话的意义, 就诚然是这样。
The meaning of amen means that yes, it has come true.
实在是这样。
Yes. In fact, it's true.
我们不仅得了应许，而且经历了。
Not only that is a yes, but we have now experienced it.
我们经历了，我们才说阿们。
And after we experience it, then now we are.
神的话永远不错。
God's words are true.
诚然是这样。
Yes, they are like that.
完全是这样。
Exactly like that.
应许那么多。
And through all the promises.
都不是最宝贵的。
Not even those are the most
precious. 最大的应许，神赐给，是把神的儿子赐给我们了。
And the biggest promise is that he has now given us his son.
把圣灵赐给我们了。
God has now given us his spirit.
那没有应许比这个更大的了，对不对？
Are there any other promises bigger than this?
圣灵赐下。
Through the Holy Spirit.
我们诗歌里头好多很好的诗歌。
We have many great songs.
称它为应许的圣灵。
The songs call that this is the spirit that was promised.
Promise the Holy Spirit. 应许圣灵.
The promise Holy Spirit.
为什么叫做应许圣灵呢?
Why is that the promise Holy Spirit?
是当初神应许给亚伯拉罕和他子孙的.
Because at the beginning, God has promised to Abraham and his descendants.
在创世纪12章第一次遇见亚伯拉罕.
In Genesis 12, the first time we met Abraham.
神给他立约.
God has made a covenant.
这个福分, 把最大的福分赐给你,
and told Abraham that his greatest blessing will be for him.
神应许他有个儿子,
because God has now promised Abraham.
从儿子生出多少的子孙来,
and from this son, many descendants.
像天上的星那样的众多,
and many descendants as the stars in the sky.
海边的沙那样无数,
and as the sand by the shore.
而且万国要因你的后裔得福,
all nations will be blessed through your son.
那我们主耶稣基督从亚伯拉罕出来的。
Now our Lord Jesus Christ is from the bloodline of Abraham.
今天征召万国得福了。
In fact, through him, all nations.
那么加拉太书三章就解释保罗的亚伯拉罕的福分给子孙。
So in Galatians 3, it explains to us a promise to Abraham.
保罗说这个福分,
Paul said this promise,
就是圣灵,
this blessing is the promised Holy Spirit.
三章第八节,
3:8,
他为什么叫我们外邦人因信称义?
So that the Gentiles can be saved by faith.
神就传福音给亚伯拉罕,
can be righteous by faith, so that the gospel is given to
Abraham. 万国都要因你得福,
all nations are blessed through him.
那十四节就解释的部分是什么了?
And then in verse 14, it describes the blessing.
这一个部分,
is that this blessing,
因为基督耶稣,
because of our Jesus Christ,
就领到外邦人,
has now reached all nations,
叫我们得着所应许的圣灵,
so that now we may receive the promised Holy Spirit.
圣灵当初应许给亚伯拉罕的,
the promised Holy Spirit was promised to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕这个人太伟大了,
Abraham was a great man.
三而一的神,
the triumphant God,
两个身位的神, 都应他而下降了。
Two of the three sides came through Abraham.
他把两个位格的神带到地上来了。
Abraham brought to us these two sides of the triumphant God.
带到人中间来了。
Brought God to man.
把神的儿子带来了。
Brought to him the Son of God.
把圣灵带来了。
Brought to us the Holy Spirit.
要不然大不大?
Through Abraham.
所以我们夏令会, 第三天晚上,
so that's why the third night,
圣灵迫降,
Holy Spirit came,
像雨一样降下来,
rain,
浇灌了很多弟兄姊妹,
poured on the brothers and sisters,
其实每一年都这样,
every year just like that.
我们没有本事让圣灵降下来的。
那是
我们靠信心。我们相信主不会，主是信实的神。
We believe that our Lord is truthful.
他一定降下圣灵。
And faithful, and He will come forth.
所以你们没有去的人，明年一定要去啊。
So whoever missed our meeting should join us.
被圣灵浇灌太大的经历了。
To be filled by the Spirit is too great of an experience.
像一个火把，一下点上火焰。
Just like a torch is now lit up.
当主耶稣复活的时候
，When Christ was resurrected,
一共只有120个门徒。
Started with 120 believers.
主耶稣没有叫他们快去传福音啊，快去做工啊，没有没有。
Jesus never rushed them out and said, "Go preach the gospel."
主说你们在耶路撒冷等。
Jesus said, "Go to Jerusalem and wait."
等圣灵降临。
Wait until the Spirit comes.
主的话说，要得着从上头来的能力。
Our Lord said that you have to receive your strength from the top.
没有得着上面来的能力，怎么工作，怎么侍奉啊？
You have not received the strength from heaven, then you have no strength.
他们都是在耶路撒冷等。
So then these 120, they waited at
到了五旬节，圣灵降临了。
Until the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came.
120个弟兄姊妹都被圣灵浇灌了。
All 120 brothers and sisters were filled by the Spirit.
这群加利利小民啊。
And then even though there were people of Galilee.
那个力量摇动罗马帝国啊。
Even though it started from a remote town in Galilee, now it shook the whole Roman Empire.
那么保罗起来更不得了了。
And then when Paul started, it's even a greater fire.
不是保罗有什么力量。
I tell you that it is not what Paul came
from. 圣灵的力量太大了。
It's the strength of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是谁？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
就我一直讲这句话。
Saying,
圣灵是复活基督。
Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
四福音书讲道成肉身的基督。
The four gospel books talk about Jesus in the flesh.
都停在主复活。
It all stopped at the resurrection.
到了使徒行传来了。
When we get to the book of Acts,
使徒行传讲圣灵。
In the book of Acts, it talks about the Holy Spirit.
就有人把使徒行传叫做圣灵行传。
And people call the book of Acts the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是谁？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
就是主。
He is our Lord.
有没有分别？
Is there any distinction?
有一点分别。
Yes, a little bit.
道成肉身的基督。
Christ in flesh.
当他从死复活了。
When he was resurrected.
那复活基督就是圣灵。
The resurrected Christ is now the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来就主来了。
So when he comes, the Lord comes.
是复活基督回来了。
Christ.
他成为我们里面的神
And now he can be the God within.
成为我们经历的神
He will be the God we experience.
成为我们能感觉的神
He will be the God that we feel.
成为我们能认识的神
He will be the God that we know.
耶稣基督复活了
The resurrected Christ.
打破一切限制
And now he is no longer bounded.
他不再在以色列不是过在以色列地行走
Now he is not just
他充满整个世界了。
凡
有人类的地方都有圣灵的工作。复活基督打破一切限制了。应许的圣灵是我们有很大的信心啊。应许给亚伯拉罕和他子孙的。
Promise that was given to Abraham and his descendants.
是我们一求就得了。
Now we got it.
其实呢，圣灵浇灌不是求的。
And in fact, it's not because we ask for it.
是信的。
It's because we believe in it.
像我们得救一样。
Just like our salvation.
我信主，我就得救了。
You believe in the Lord, now you're saved.
圣灵也是信的。
The Holy Spirit is just like that.
信圣灵就被圣灵浇灌了。
Even the Holy Spirit, then you will be filled by the Spirit.
有时我在纽约参加一个聚会啊。
One time I was in a congregation in New York.
他们的 Pentecostal 聚会，灵恩派的。
And then there is a church of that Pentecostal.
那天是个姊妹在掌握聚会。
Sister was leading the
引导聚会。
The meeting.
到幕僚要叫大家受圣灵了。
At the end of the meeting, they asked to be filled by the Spirit.
一路走着叫，相信，相信。
So she will walk around and she will say, believe, believe.
啊，我想这个姊妹是内行的人，她不说你们要求啊。
So she didn't say that ask for it.
是说信啊，信啊。
Or she said, was believe.
信圣灵。 就被圣灵充满了。
So you get to be filled by it.
弟兄姊妹们
Brother and sister,
在这里说神的应许
Here it says promises of God.
无论有多少
As many as they are,
在基督里就是是的
In him they are yes.
记着他就说阿们
Therefore also through him is our amen.
真的是这样
That's true.
诚然是这样
It,
我们经过了我们也得着了所以我们从深处说阿们主的话永远不会错
you that God's words are always true.
到了领后二章末了
And then at the end of chapter two,
感谢神
Thanks be to God
率领我们在基督里夸胜
做了
两件大事
Two great things in here.
第一件事基督徒都要夸胜
Instead as Christians, we are triumphant.
不是夸自己啊
Not by you.
夸主
In Christ.
夸主的胜
In triumph in Christ.
第二件事
Second thing.
宣扬那也认识基督而有的馨香之气
And manifest through us the sweet aroma.
就阅读保罗的书信就佩服保罗
The more you read Paul's letter, the more respect for you become.
讲了这么两句伟大的话
Two important things.
率领我们在基督里夸胜
Who leads us in triumph in Christ.
我们神的儿女一无所夸
And children of God, there's nothing you boast.
什么事我们都不夸的
Nothing you can
boast. 一件事我们夸
One thing only.
夸我们的救主
Boast your Savior.
我们主耶稣正指着我们夸的。
In fact, you should be proud of pride.
这里说夸主的得胜。
Here he says be proud because in triumph, in Christ.
率领我们在基督里夸胜。
God has led us in triumph, in Christ.
那我们先要知道什么叫得胜。
So first understand what does it mean to be triumph.
什么叫基督得胜。
What does it mean to have victory?
那才能夸基督得胜。
Then you can boast about it.
基督得胜基督有三件事情得胜。
To be victorious in Christ through three things.
第一
First,
十架得胜
Victory in the cross.
第二
Secondly,
复活得胜
Victory in our resurrection.
第三
Thirdly,
圣天进入荣耀得胜
Our victory in our ascension to heaven.
那是主的得胜
That's His victory.
十架是个最大的得胜
The victory of the cross was the greatest victory of all.
连很多弟兄姊妹都有不对的观念
Some brothers and sisters, you may have a wrong understanding.
以为主是被逼到十架去的哈。
You thought that Christ was persecuted to the cross?
十架是最大的羞辱啊。
The cross was a place of shame.
十架是最大的痛苦啊。
The cross was the place of suffering.
十架上主也舍命啊。
And on the cross, Christ died.
但是事实不是这样。
But I tell you, that's not true.
十架是人类历史中最大的战场。
The cross was the greatest battle of mankind ever.
天国的君王与黑暗君王面对面征战。
A battle where the king of heaven and the king of death came together.
一路上面主自己要到十架去了。
Through the whole way, Christ wanted to go onto the cross.
马太福音十七章说主荣耀变相。
Now, Matthew chapter 17 talks about the great transfiguration.
主先把他将来的荣耀变相彰显了。
First, Christ showed his glory.
然后下了山。
Then he walked down the mountain.
他就一路到耶路撒冷去。
Going straight to Jerusalem.
面向着哥哥他呀。
Going straight to Golgotha.
要去钉十字架。
Going straight onto the cross.
撒旦怕死啊。
Satan was afraid.
撒旦真是怕死去钉十字架呀。
Satan wanted to stop Christ.
一路信奉作让啊，也拦住主去钉十字架。
Satan raised up all obstacles for Christ, not going to the cross.
你若懂圣经，知道这件事，你圣经读通了。
If you read the Bible that way, you understand.
一路拦住主啊！
就
经过加利利海。
But so Jesus went through the ocean.
加利利。
Of Galilee.
好，海中起了风浪啊！
So、in his boat ride,
这个主的门徒都是老渔夫啊。
And then even all Christ's disciples were fishermen.
整天在海上讨生活的。
They had a lot of experience with
the ocean. 风浪他们不怕的。
So why were they afraid? afraid of the storm.
那天的风浪太大了。
Because that day the storm was fierce.
连老渔夫都害怕了。
Even fishermen were afraid.
主睡着了。
And our Lord, he was sleeping.
他们把主叫醒了。
So they woke up Christ.
父神，我们丧命你不管吗？
He said, teacher, we are about to die.
主就起来。
So the Lord woke up.
斥责父祸害。
And he cursed the storm.
那这里就很特别一件事了。
And then special thing
这个斥责，没有斥责，没有生命东西的。
Now, why would he curse a storm?
都要斥责一个活的东西的。
You only curse something who is living.
斥责有生命东西的。
You curse something who is alive.
我不会跑来去斥责这个台子。
Why would you go curse a table?
斥责这个凳子。
Why would you go curse a chair?
那我这人头脑有问题了。
Something is wrong with you.
那个没有生命东西，没有斥责的，对不对？
Why would you curse something who is
alive? 风和浪也没有什么好斥责的。那一天的风浪不一样，背后有操纵的力量，正是撒旦在操纵风和海啊，要拦住主去耶路撒冷啊，主就起来斥责风和海，斥责风和海背后的撒旦，风和浪就大大的平静了。背后有力量在操纵风和海啊，撒旦用各样的方法拦住主啊。
In fact, Satan tried hard to stop Christ to the cross.
主是面露坚持相同的跟他。
But yet our Lord is determined to go on to the cross.
主耶稣上十字架了。
And then he got onto the cross.
魔鬼被迫面对主了。
Now Satan has to face Christ.
这是两个君王的征战。
A battle of two kings.
主在这里站的地位是人的地位。
But our Lord took on a position of a man.
用虚肉之身废掉那个掌死权的魔鬼。
In the form of a flesh body, he faced Satan.
十字架主大得胜了。
On the cross, Christ was victorious.
我们得了浩大救恩。
That now we have our salvation.
我们的罪的赦免。
Now that our sins are forgiven.
我们的病的医治。
Now that our sickness are healed.
我们从一切捆绑里都得释放了。
Now we get to be released by our.
没有一个力量可以拦住神的儿女。
Now nothing can stop children of God.
因为主得胜了。
Because the Lord is victorious.
没有力量可以伤害神的儿女。
Now there's nothing that can harm the children of God.
因为主在十字架得胜了。
Lord is victorious on the cross.
我是向你们在传福音啊。
I'm preaching to you.
你们要听进去啊。
Are you hearing me?
魔鬼不能攻击我们的。
Satan has nothing.
很多的大事小事上都有魔鬼的攻击啊。
Big and small things, Satan attacks you.
十字架是大得胜。
But the cross is our victory.
我们跨胜。
We get to claim victory.
我们跨。主在十字架的得胜
in triumph, in prize on the cross.
跨复活得胜
in triumph, in his resurrection.
复活更大的得胜啊
our triumph.
魔鬼最大的力量是死亡
the greatest power of Satan is death.
所掌死权的魔鬼
he is the king of death.
全人类都在死亡权下
now all mankind must face death.
再有用的人要死就死了
even as important as you are,
再不能缺少的人死亡吞了。
The one who is most important died.
没有办法胜过死亡的。
No one overcomes death.
耶稣基督来了。
When Christ came.
复活是主的最大力量。
The resurrection of Christ is his greatest power.
把整个死亡吞下去了。
Now resurrection swallows death.
哥林多前书十五章讲复活最大的圣经。
First Corinthians 15 talk about resurrection.
死被得胜吞灭。
That now death is.Swallow.
他用的是就是 swallow.
Swallow.
这个东西我吃下去了。
It, now you have taken it.
不见了。
Disappeared in you.
我把它吃了。
You have now swallowed it.
主耶稣把整个死亡吞了。
Christ has swallowed death.
这是最大的胜。
That is greatest victory.
然后升天的胜。
And now the triumph in our
ancestors. 已经超过一切受造之物。
Our Lord is now higher than any creation.
超过撒旦。
Higher than Satan.
超过世界君王。
Higher than any king.
全世界都伏在主的手下。
Now all world.
升天进入荣耀。
Ascension into glory.
最大的得胜。
Greatest victory. greatest triumph.
我们率领我们在基督里夸胜。
现在知道怎么夸胜了吗？ Now I hope you know what triumph.
跨主的十架的神。
Triumph in the cross.
跨主的复活的神。
Triumph in his resurrection.
跨我们里头升上高天了。
Triumph in his ascension.
升上高天。 承受圣灵无限量，
he ascended and received the Spirit without limits.
降下圣灵，
the Spirit promised.
是我们神的儿女这个圣灵浇灌的经历啊。
That's why children of God begin to experience this.
我们要明白一件事，
one thing you need to know.
圣灵在我身上浇灌，
is that when I am filled by the Holy Spirit,
就是证明一件事，
it testifies one thing.
主在宝座，
is that our Lord is on the throne.
主登上了宝座，
he is now on the throne. After that, he gave us his
glory. 主就进入大荣耀了。
He is now in glory.
降下圣灵。
When he gave us the promise,
圣灵像东西一样， 我买的东西给我上发票， 有的收据。
To us, it's like they received.
神收到耶稣基督了。
Now the Christ is on the throne.
他给那个发票收据， 就是圣灵。
has now given us a receipt.
圣灵来了。
When the Holy Spirit came,
it
illustrates that Christ is on the throne.
明白了没有？
Get it?
都没表情的。
Not look like that at all.
明白了没有？
Get it?
明白了。 登上宝座。
Christ on the throne.
主的大的神。 要显扬因认识基督而有的馨香之气，
and to manifest through us the sweet aroma.
这个基督徒有个香气，
as Christians you have an aroma.
我想这个香气， 不是鼻子闻的，
and I think that this aroma is not to be smelled.
是眼睛看的，
is to be seen.
这个眼睛看了， 我们就知道这馨香之气，
when you look at someone you tell that person has the aroma.
这个真的鼻子闻到香气不太好。
I don't think it's a smell.
如果碰到王明松你身上有香味，那我就罢了。你有化妆品啊？
Did you put on cologne this morning or you after?
你来聚会耍香水啊？
Why did you come to the meeting with an after?
我当然没有。
I don't think it's a smell.
所以啊，这个香气我相信眼睛看的，不是鼻子闻的。
But I think that this aroma described could be seen by.
什么叫做馨香之气？
What is this sweet aroma?
主在我们身上彰显了。
It's when you manifest Christ.
我们在胜利的环境中 彰显主，
manifest Christ.
我们在不胜利的环境中
bad time.
彰显主，
manifest Christ.
在最痛苦的时候
in your worst time.
彰显主，
manifest Christ.
在最艰难的时候
in the toughest of time.
彰显主，
manifest the Lord.
主在我们身上彰显，
you manifest.
我们在真的闻到馨香之气了。 我遇见一个姊妹啊，
I know a sister.
那在台湾，
in Taiwan.
这个弟兄啊太野蛮了。
Brother, a bad person.
竟然打那个姊妹啊，
she would abuse his wife.
不许她祷告，
he would abuse her when she
不许她读经，
not let her read the Bible.
更不许她在教会里面弟兄姊妹来往，
and not let her have relationship with brothers and sisters.
我们的姊妹啊，
but our sister,
真是了不起，
a great person.
打了她，
after she got abused, she brought him a glass of milk.
跟他弟兄说， 在外面做工啊， 那么累吧呀。
She said that you must have a bad day at work.
回来又打了我嘛。
Now that you even have to come beat me up.
更累了。
You must be tired. Here's a glass of milk so that you can replenish your strength.
能不能这样说话？
Can you do that?
到了最后，
and at the end,
他把那弟兄带着救了，一个最最不讲理的人带着救了。
Someone who was bad like that,
身上有馨香之气，
because of her sweet aroma,
他真的活出主来啊，
manifest Christ,
真香啊。
This aroma of God,
我们遇见任何的艰难，
in your tough time,
都要活出主来，
manifest Christ,
这个香味了不得呀。
That's the aroma we want.
把人香活了，把人香死了。It
is the aroma that leads to life or death.
在欲望的人身上，做死的香气叫他死。The
aroma from death to death.
在蒙恩的人身上，做活的香气叫他活。
The aroma from life to life.
我们只要活出主来。
all we need to do is manifest Christ. When you manifest Christ, then you have the life aroma. Now we're little people. We may not face any great things. But every day we do our things. At home, when you're facing your wife, your parents, whoever, have that aroma.
最熟的人最麻烦人,
the one that are closest to you is always the hardest.
最熟的人面前要活出主来,
how do you manifest Christ before people that know you so well?
我们身上有馨香,
when you have that aroma.
到最艰难的地方有馨香,
and your tough time when you show that aroma.
我们馨香之气,
and this aroma.
把人香死了, 把人香活了,
to life or to death.
这样的事, 谁能挡得起呢?
Now, who is adequate for this thing?
我们都能做大事,
we all can.
我们做的大事就让主活出来,
the only great thing we can ever do is to manifest Christ.
我们也没什么外面的大事可以预见的,
I don't think many of us will face great things.
在日常生活里面,
but it is doing our daily thing.
活出主来,
manifest Christ.
拒绝肉体,
say no to
拒绝自己,
refuse yourself,
让主活出来,
and manifest Christ,
彰显基督的馨香之气,
manifest the sweet aroma of Christ.
我们每一个人都能,
you can,
也必须要能,
and you must.
这样的事, 谁能当得起?
Who is adequate for this?
我们在唱这首诗歌, 哦, 我要向你,